Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Jim.
Present.
Patrick.
Present.
Okay, Patrick, we're back on the listeners.
Yeah.
New music for January. We are, of course, in February, and it's very snowy here in Northern Virginia.
Much more so than it has been in several years.
I know, right?
Yeah, very weird.
As we're recording this, we're getting another, significant amount of snow. And usually, most years, where we are, it may not snow at all. We've had winters like that where it has not snowed at all. Or you get, or we'll get like the one massive snowstorm
that'll be like
a foot and a half or 2 feet, and then that'll be it for the whole year.
That's right. Yeah.
But this year we're getting like more sort of, it's more normal, like what I would consider a normal winter, where you just have, two, 3 inches, and then a week later, 2-3 inches, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. January and February usually are our months where we get that, and it is behaving much more normally this year.
Yeah. And this year, I don't even care because I'm home anyway. I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't have to go anywhere. So let it snow. You know, why not?
Totally, totally.
It's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, very nice. And I was talking with my daughter about this, that, there's no snow days anymore, from school, because everybody can just work, do their classes from home anyway. So,
yep. Okay. Now, getting back to listener new music. This show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And yesterday you heard from Stephen Routledge with his calls. And today we're going to do two other callers, both coincidentally from Europe as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off with this first caller here because he picked one of the same songs that Stephen picked yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So
let's
do that first.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, Ireland, with my January new music picks. Before I get to the new music, when you spoke about my 2020 album of the year pick, you said this.
And don't take this the wrong way, Liam, but if sometime before we, in the near future, if you could call roll on Rockin' the Suburbs, for Rockin' the Suburbs, just like in your voice, that would be cool. Like, Jim? Yes. Patrick? Yes.
We say present. Okay.
That's
I like
right,
this.
Present. Yeah.
Present. I like where you're going with that. Okay. Yeah. We'll see if it calls in anymore. After.
Yeah. That may be it.
Okay, guys. As requested, Jim, Patrick,
Bueller.
Now that you're mostly present, onto new music. My first pick is Scottish band Mogwai with Richie Sacramento from a forthcoming album called As the Love Continues. Mogwai are like the Arab Strap, which I picked in November. They're a band I listened to a lot in the late 90s and early 2000s, but I haven't listened to since. This song surprised me. They're that post-rock instrumental band, right? This is not the Mogwai I remember. There's a great pop feel to this song. The melody is understated, but sits just right. Guitars rumble with that clean guitar on top. What an earworm that chorus is. Next up is New Zealander Jasmine Mary with Dancer. It's from an album called The Licking of a Tangerine, out in February. It's a debut under this name, having released an album in 2019 under the name Him. I kept listening to this song, even though I wasn't taken by it at first. There was something about it I just couldn't put my finger on, and it really grew on me. There's definitely an Otis Harding vibe here. The instrumentation is really interesting, with the alt sax and what sounds like a mellotron during the chorus. Last is Lana Del Rey with Chemtrails Over the Country Club, from an album of the same name. I'm not sure if everyone feels the same way as me, but I like Lana Del Rey. And at the same time, I find the Lana Del Rey persona really off-putting. That being said, I like the song a lot. The melodies sound deceptively simple, but there's a lot more going on there. It's that kind of dreamy pop that she's so good at. Anyway, I hope everyone is well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Okay, how about that?
That was fantastic. Thank you, Liam, so much.
That was fantastic. I love how he's, listeners are now editing us into their calls, which could
give.
This
would
be
meta.
Bad for us if ever it's like,
oh my God.
If ever we say something contradicting something we previously said, I don't like idea of like,
no.
I have the receipts, right? So
that's right.
That could get us in trouble. But no, so just for listeners who aren't familiar with Flight of the Conchords, that's a reference to that. And Liam, who is in Dublin, Ireland now is originally from New Zealand. So New Zealand, hence right. we thought the accent would lend itself nicely yeah. if we ever wanted to do that bit, you know, so with Murray and the band meeting, right?
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
We may really use that a lot.
Yeah, so, I know. Seriously.
Thank you, Liam.
So, all right. Thank you for being such a good sport. All right.
Yeah.
Now, you heard the Mogwai song yesterday, if uh-huh. you listened yesterday, and you should because you should be listening how often?
Every day.
Right. So that was a Stephen Routledge pick. So if you haven't heard that song yet, go back and listen to it in yesterday's episode. All right?
Yep.
Now, although interesting what Liam had to say about how this song, you know, may not be what one would normally expect from Mogwai, but
yeah.
we talked a little bit about that yesterday. So anyway, there's that. Now.
Yeah, and I'll just say really quick, Liam threw in the key operative word that I think is off-putting and confusing, but also mysterious, which is post-rock. So
yeah,
whenever you throw that around, it's like, wait a minute, what exactly? Right. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to his next pick, which was a New Zealand artist, Jasmine Mary, and mm-hmm. this song is Dancer.
My body's hope. They're a dancer and they've lost their body's know. And I promise we are getting
Okay, that is a really compelling song.
It was great. I love yeah. the drum part. I love it when a song makes a very simple drum move and makes it an accent or a focus of the song, almost, you know, creating a quote-unquote kind of melody part for it. And that was really cool. Alluring. Yeah, very alluring.
Oh.
Neat. Very, very neat.
Yeah, I want to listen to that again. I want to sit down
totally.
And really focus on that song because feels like a really nice, you know, piece of art, right?
Yeah, definitely a headphone yeah. one for sure. Very cool.
Great stuff there, Liam. We appreciate it.
Very
now,
nice.
Next up, we know this is an artist who can be divisive. I think he
yep.
even made reference to that. Lana Del Rey,
that's right.
Chemtrails Over the Country Club.
Washing my hair, doing the laundry, late night TV. I watched you hugging like when we were kids under.
All right, there you go. Chemtrails Over the Country Club. Hard to get a good sense, I think, of that song from that little clip.
Yep.
But I will say, as I mentioned, Liam made reference to the fact that, you know, Lana Del Rey is kind of that love it or hate it type of artist. You know, you either get into her music or you don't. I tend to like her stuff, but I'm not. I guess I'm the exception. I tend to like her stuff, but I'm not like in love with it either. But the thing that amazes me about her, for her, the style of music that she does, that sort of languid, you know, sultry kind of minor key kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually surprised at how popular she is. She is a pretty massive artist. I think she, you know, when she in touring days, she like fills arenas. You know, she's got 20 million monthly listeners on Spotify, for example. I mean, she's very popular, I guess what I'm trying to say, which to me suggests there's a lot more sad people in this world than we than we want to recognize, I think, right?
That's right, right. Yeah, and I think Liam characterized it, you know, similar to how I feel too. And I don't know, I think she comes from a long tradition of artists who have been very adept at calling attention to their themselves and their music, you know, for better or worse. But hey, it's working. So cool. I didn't know she had any new songs out, so that's news to me. So thank you, Liam, for letting us know.
Okay, now we have another caller today.
Okay,
we're gonna stay in Europe. We're gonna go to Niklas in Sweden, and there's music for him as well.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns, as always, very much appreciated for all the work you do. Fellow listeners, this is Niklas from Sweden calling in about my January new music picks, or my January new music pick, because it's only one artist that I would like to present to you. His name is Jakob Hellman, or Jacob Hellman, if you like. He released one record in 1989, which is considered to be, if not the greatest Swedish pop album of all times, at least top five. And he sings in Swedish, so apologies. But the thing with this bloke is that he released this album in 1989. He went on tour, and then the mother of all writer's block entered, and he just couldn't get himself to produce that second album. And the years, they just went by. I remember seeing him playing live in sort of 2003, 2004 maybe. And in 2010, 2011 or something, he started talking about now I'm gonna do that second album. I've started writing songs and so forth. The years went by. He still did a bit of touring, and he said in 2014, now it's happening. 2016, now it's happening. But every time he said that, I just thought, maybe just one record is just so perfect. You make a perfect record, and then you just withdraw from the world of music, or even just releasing records anyway. But then in 2020, 15th of October, there was this press message saying, tomorrow there will be two new songs released on all the streaming platforms with Jakob. And they came out, and they're I thought at first that, yeah, sounds all right. But after having listened to them for a couple of weeks, just fantastic. And now on the 8th of January, the entire album has been released. And it's so good. It's so good. And I wish you could... I wish you knew Swedish, because he is really a real poet. And he actually had the same Swedish language teacher that as me. And this teacher said he used to finish the semester with a music quiz. And one year he had a song from Jakob in that quiz. And he said afterwards, well, I had him in class, and let's say his Swedish was average. But his Swedish is not average when it comes to making lyrics for his music. So his new album is the title is Äntligen Borta, which means finally away, as opposed to finally at home. So, and if you're going to play one song, you might as well play the title track, which starts off the record, Äntligen Borta. So thank you for all you do. Stay safe. The vaccine is coming. Let's just stay strong and pull through. So I'll talk to you in February, I hope. Cheers. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
There you go, Jakob Hellman. And I wish my Swedish were better, but no, I don't really, I can't really understand what he's getting at, but the music sounds fantastic.
Really does. Sounds nice, Jim. And just, you know, this is, thank you, Nicholas, so much for bringing this to our attention. It's such an interesting story, and I was just skimming the surface of this tale, and it's so interesting. It reminds me so much of Lee Mavers, who was the chief songwriter of the Laws, who yep. put out that one perfect album in 1989, and then never put the second one out. And similarly, you hear little rumblings here and there. They even made a documentary about it, but it has never come out. So this is kind of monumental that this second album has come out.
Yes. It's funny. I thought of the Laws as well when he was talking about that. There's in music, in rock history, there's like these occasional examples like that where like there's this great album and then it's just like nearly impossible to like follow it up, right. The Laws are a classic example.
Do you speak any Swedish, Jim?
No, not okay. at all.
Me neither. The only thing I think I can say is like Malmo. It's like a soccer team. But no. I'll tell you this, just really quick as we wrap up. My daughter, my youngest daughter, Genevieve, once was chosen to represent the state of Virginia in a tournament in Europe, and it was really cool opportunity for her. She got to go to Iceland, and she got to go to France and Spain, and they played this tournament in Sweden, and she actually scored a goal there. So that's the only Swedish thing I have connection. My daughter scored a goal once in Sweden.
Hey, that counts.
That's something.
It's in the books. I was actually just thinking yesterday about the whole of Scandinavia for some reason. I think I don't know. There was something that came up about Denmark, and I was thinking about there are four Scandinavian countries, right? Mm-hmm. You got your Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland.
Finland,
right?
Yep.
And I've never been to any of those, but I have been to Iceland. You mentioned Iceland. And then I was wondering, does Iceland count? Is Iceland considered Scandinavian? Really, it's kind of sort of. Like, it's not...
Yeah, it's up there.
It's close to Norway. Mm-hmm. And it seems kind of similar, I think, in terms of, you know, culture or aesthetic or what have you. So, that's what I want to know. I want to get Niklas's perspective on that. Where does Iceland fit in?
Okay. I like that. I think that'd be very interesting.
Yeah. Or mildly interesting. Okay. All right.
I mean, it's not bears, but it's still pretty.
No. Yeah. And then that circles back to where we just started, which was snow and ice.
That's right. Perfect.
We're living in a sort of ice, our own Iceland right now. Okay. Right. Let's move on here. Tomorrow, let me check notes again. Tomorrow we have two callers. All right.
Excellent.
All right, let's get to that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Brent.
Yep.
Jermaine?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, well, you're here.
Yeah, well, I'm here, so why do I have to say that I'm here?
Well, it's just I've got it all written down, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just here, so if you can see me here...
Murray Prison. See, even I do it. It's just, it's how we do it.